Welcome to the Holistic Accountant Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to demonstrate how accountants must employ a holistic approach to help their clients maximise wealth. It's not just about preparing tax returns. So each week, Mina Abraham and I will discuss topics to help you better understand some of the things your holistic accountant can help you with. Okay, today Mina and I would like to talk about if you're running your own business, whether you should pay yourself a salary or not. So of course it's not compulsory, you don't have to pay yourself a salary, but what are the pros and cons and what do we consider as tax accountants when advising our clients, not only just from a taxation perspective, but also from a financial planning perspective?
Yeah, and the easiest way to go about this is basically just to talk about stories, I think. And you know, for one particular client, he and his wife were drawing out $120,000 salary each from their business, and they're already in the payroll tax category. So by us eliminating that salary and getting them to take drawings or distributions instead, we actually saved them on average about $15,000 per annum just in payroll tax.
Yeah, which is pretty considerable. So certainly if you have a high wages bill, you know, payroll tax is going to be consideration. Now, the threshold, payroll tax threshold, is different for each state. So, of course, depending on your state, you need to look that up or consider it. The next consideration is work cover, or at least having some level of insurance. And I guess it depends on the type of business that you have. Of course, all businesses need to have that employ people need to have work cover. Now, if you're in an office like us, I don't think it's a high-risk occupation, Mina.
Those paper cuts get pretty...
Yeah. That's right. From that perspective, it's probably not necessary. But if you've got a manufacturing business, you know, perhaps paying yourself at least gives you, from a personal perspective, some coverage. Now, it depends on what other insurances you have as well, whether you have income protection, life, TPD, trauma and cover, all those sorts of personal risk protection insurances. But if you don't have them, it can be a really tax-effective way of at least getting you some cover should you have an accident at work.
And the other consideration is we find that when clients take drawings or a distribution from their business, that they struggle to manage their tax liabilities. So by paying yourself a salary, should you not be in that sort of payroll tax category or have any other sort of considerations around work cover or so forth, by paying yourself a salary, you're automatically forced to actually withhold tax from your salary and remit that to the tax office as those payments come through. Whereas we find that some clients are probably not as disciplined when they take dividends or distributions or drawings from their business to actually hold some, you know, on the side just to save for, you know, their upcoming tax liability.
Yeah, and particularly if you're, you know, struggling cash flow wise, or at least your business isn't throwing off a heap of cash flow, sometimes this can really help you avoid running into a really big tax bill one day and then struggling to be able to pay it. Of course, if we pay ourselves a salary, we have to pay compulsory superannuation, 10.5% of the gross amount as a contribution. Now, that's something to consider. It's a double-edged sword. On one account, you know, it increases the expenses for a business, so it means there's less cash flow to reinvest within your business. The flip side is that it is for savings, and I find a lot of self-employed people are reluctant to make super contributions, and they tend to respond by saying, "Oh, look, Stuart, I can't access it until I'm 60. It's decades away. I'm not going to lock the money up in super." Or they'll say, "You know, Stuart, they keep changing the super rules. I just don't trust that environment anymore." Or observations are correct, of course, but still a little bit of forced savings along the way is a really good thing to do. Particularly, you might wake up one day and maybe your business isn't going as well as it used to, but at least if you've squirreled away some savings each year, you're going to have a good super balance to fall back upon. So whilst some people might look at that as a negative, I really look at it as a positive, as a bit of a forced savings.
Definitely. And you really need to sort of consider your overall sort of strategy is how you're going to actually get pay yourself out of a business. Because if you're not speaking to your accountant about these things, you could potentially end up with those Division 7A problems that we've mentioned in a few podcasts. Because if you're drawing funds out of your own company structure, for example, and it's not coming out as a dividend or a wage, then you've all of a sudden got a Division 7A problem that is an interest-bearing loan that would actually increase your tax liabilities overall. So you really need to have a strategy as to how you're actually going to be drawing your funds out from your company.
And unfortunately, because of what's called single-touch payroll now, unfortunately, we've got to think about these issues at the beginning of the financial year rather than at the end or even after the financial year. So, you know, a decade ago or so, you know, we could easily just put all everything to drawings and then convert it into a salary if we wanted to down the track. But because of single touch payroll, we can't do that anymore. So these are the sorts of things we need to be thinking about up front. The last comment I would say is around borrowing capacity. So some people, clients might be thinking, well, look, I'll pay myself a salary so that if I need to go and get a loan, whether it's for a home or investment property or whatever, at least then I can show the bank a payslip. That is true, but of course, self-employed people are assessed differently to employed people. A self-employed person is one defined as if you generate a salary from a business that you own 20% or more of, a bank will call you or regard you as self-employed. And so it's not necessary. I mean, the right bank, will include not only the salary that you pay yourself, but also any dividends that you receive or trust distributions, as well as any retained earnings from that current financial year that are left in the business. So the decision of whether to pay yourself, as a general rule, shouldn't have any impact on borrowing capacity. But it's a really important issue, one that you must address with your holistic accountant at the beginning of each financial year. And the strategy might change from year to year as well. Some of these considerations that we've mentioned are quite important. Okay, that's it for this week. Until next week, bye for now.